Well, this story just keeps getting crazier and crazier. You better pay attention. Wake up, America, as to what is happening right now. The more we learn about it, the more troubling it is. The United States government working hand in hand with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to bring millions of illegal immigrants into the United States. If you don't think this is all planned, then you need to get your head examined. Nothing happens by coincidence. This is all part of a massive operation. J.J. Carroll is a 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Protection. And what he's just uncovered as part of his new documentary called Treason is just astonishing. J.J. has been kind enough to send me dispatches of the documentary as they are filming this, and it's just jaw-dropping. Speaking with sources at these NGOs who don't want their face on camera, they don't want their voices on camera either. What they're telling JJ is just shocking. Listen.
It was Jewish Family Services, and then you had Jewish Family Services who also had these underlying NGOs under them, whether it be Lutheran Family Services, Catholic Family Services, you know, and then all these different family services. But they all have the same parent company.
So you would pay Jewish Family Services, and then they would pay the.
It would pay all of the subcontractors, but they all have the same payee for the most part.
And JJ joins us now, fresh off of that latest trip. JJ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Clayton. I'm really excited about talking about this. Is the greatest crime that is going to be uncovered in the next several years is the partnership between NGOs and the federal government in the tune of tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, after this four-year term of Biden's over.
So you were just, you don't have to tell us the location because we don't want to give away any sources of who you spoke with, who obviously didn't want their face on camera. But you went into this, I think, with some ideas about how these NGOs were operating, right? These non-governmental organizations, there's thousands of them that are ferreting individuals across the border and then dispersing them across the United States, a lot of them with funding from the United States government. But when you set foot into these interviews, did it stun even you, or did you already know all of these things?
No, it did stun me. If I'm being completely honest, I had a very good idea of what was going on, what was transpiring. But when you talk to people that are inside those meetings, so the individual that I talked to was a DHS employee. He was the guy that cut the checks to the NGOs. And he's telling me, he's laying it out for me about what this looks like. He cut checks to Jewish Family Services, Catholic Charities, and a couple other. And I said, tell me about, just give me an example. And he goes, okay, Jewish Family Services, let me explain how this works. So Jewish Family Services, I said, tell me the amount, okay, before you get started. He said, $600 million. And I said, okay, was that 2 or 3 years contract? He goes, no, that was like 2, 3 to 6 months max. Wow. Max. And then he said, what was really stunning to me is this is where the money laundering scheme comes in. So he goes, you have Jewish Family Services at the top. He says they have 50, so let's just say 50 to 100 subcontractors underneath him. After I give them, he's telling me, after I cut that check for $600 million, then those smaller subcontractors that are responsible for food, clothing, housing, whatever that $600 million does not cover or did not cover enough, those subcontractors call us and say, we need $10 million here, we need $5 million here. And I say, well, do you vet it? He goes, no, we're in emergency mode. So we cut the checks immediately to him. Immediately. And he says, but this is where it gets crazy, JJ. He said, when I cut the checks to the subcontractors, I'm cutting the check to the same payee. I'm sending the same funds to Jewish Family Services, the same account. So you have Jewish Family Services getting $600 million. But you have 50 to 100 subcontractors that I'm paying, but I'm paying to the same bank account as Jewish Family Services. It's all a lie. It's just all a lie. And I said, okay, well, you cut $600 million check. Are you now tracking that to check? And he goes, listen, you have to understand, JJ, nobody's following the money. No one cares. He says, you have to understand the federal government created a chaotic situation on the border. You have millions of people coming to the border. The Border Patrol, DHS, CBP, FEMA. No one has the resources, manpower to move millions of people from the border into America. That's where the NGOs come in. The NGOs are the movement of people and goods into America. That is the evil partnership between the government and the NGOs.
Did he give you a sense, because we have a segment coming up here tonight, we're going to talk about the United Nations and their collaboration on all of this and bringing in military-age men. Did he give you a sense of why most of these people that you've been seeing, of course, on camera are military-age men between the ages of 25, 35 years old? I think people out there think this idea of this like replacement theory, that just sounds like a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Or the militarization of the United States, a sort of a United Nations army inside the United Nations, inside the United States and Europe, to carry out mm-hmm. plans for lockdowns, whatever it is. You know, did he give you a sense of why they all seem to be the same 25 to 35 year olds and they're all men?
He did, as well as many other investigative journalists that I have contacts with and my sources. They all believe that this is a military-style invasion. Let me just tell you how this looks to us. When you attack a nation, you attack from multiple points of entry. You don't attack. This is not the Middle Ages where I'm attacking the moat and the drawbridge. I'm attacking multiple areas. So once you do that, you attack multiple areas, you make the inroads into America. Now, the United States government, who I believe is the enemy of our people, has already created the pathways, the highways, the routes for the invasion to go into middle America. So you don't invade a nation and just stay on our borders. You advance. You keep advancing. So when people are talking about the military age adult males that are pouring into our country, understand that they're anywhere from 50 to 70% of the total illegal population coming into America. We've been sold this lie that it's family units and babies and kids. Yes, there are that. But the single adult military age men are in the millions, tens of millions in America. You're looking at, you mentioned this perfectly. It's happening in Europe. Nothing happens in the world by happenstance. There's no willy-nilly, well, this is just how it's happened. It just happens that there's tens of millions of illegal military-age adult men pouring into the Western nations of the world. It's not by happenstance. And it's hard. I know it's hard to hear somebody say the federal government is doing this. And it's hard to comprehend what the manifestation of this will be, but it will be devastation and destruction. And I always ask this question, Clayton, if you do not agree with my conclusion, if you do not agree with my analysis, then tell me why the federal government under Joe Biden has brought in 30 million illegal aliens into our country. And no one can answer that.
No, and I used to think, honestly, I used to think it was just focused on the election. I don't anymore. I think it's much bigger than that. And I think you're seeing what you're doing, this amazing work, is starting to really pull back the strings on this, pull back the curtain on this, and uncover a massive plot that I don't even think we fully understand how big this is. When you talk about the thousands of NGOs that are operating and delivering these people around the country, can you talk about some of the mechanisms? Did your sources at the DHS and otherwise tell you, you know, how much money they're being given? What sort of tools and access these people are being given? Is there any sort of follow-up at all from the NGOs, from the Department of Homeland Security? Are they following up with monthly, weekly checks to make sure that they haven't killed somebody, they haven't raped somebody, they haven't, you know, gotten DUIs? What sort of things are they being given?
Okay, that's a great question. So I asked him that. I said, what does it look like? And he said, before I start to explain this, JJ, I want you to understand, the federal government does not run the NGOs. The NGOs run our federal government. And I said, okay, well, explain that to me. Clarify that. He said, you have to understand, we are in a chaotic emergency situation on the border. Tens of millions of people are crossing. Anywhere from 10 to 15,000 a day are still pouring across. The mechanism needed to move these people from the border into the interior is paramount. So the federal government does whatever the NGOs want and ask and demand for. He goes, we're buying with the NGOs are buying with our money brand new buses, buying Mercedes-Benz vans, $100,000, $150,000. They're paying nurses. One nurse we documented in one of the videos I sent you, one nurse made $20,000 a week. A week, not a month, a week. And that's one nurse. So the corruption. Okay, let me give you another example. I'll give you two examples. In San Diego, we filmed there just recently. Down in San Diego, just one hotel. Okay, this has been going on for almost 3 years, but just one hotel, there's many more. Let me just give you an example. Ramada Inn on Hotel Circle in San Diego. It's where everyone, Hotel Circle is where everybody goes to go to SeaWorld, the beaches in San Diego. So it could be anywhere from $300 to $500 a night at a Ramada Inn. They have walled off the Ramada Inn. Nobody can, no one from an average person can go in there and go, can I rent a room? It's all gated off. Fences with barbed wire and tarps with paid armed security, and the federal government is paying for every single room in Ramada Inn for almost 3 years now. They're getting 1,500 meals delivered a day at about $30 a meal. You just one hotel. Let's look at the Row Hotel in New York City. It's housing about 5,000 people. For one person to eat for a whole year, and there's illegal aliens that have been there for over a year. Just, this is staggering. To feed one person living in the Row Hotel is $36,000 a year. $36,000 a year. We're not even talking about hospital. We're not even talking about the nurses, the social working, the police presence that's there. Look, I'm going to Chicago in 2 days. I got a police report of hundreds, if not thousands, of call-outs to one shelter. Our police are going to the shelters for rapes, assaults, child molestation, drug dealing, pimping. People have no idea what's happening to our country, but the NGOs are facilitating all of it. Look, the NGOs are child sex traffickers as well. It's hard to, I'm a Catholic, Catholic Charities is involved. Jewish Family Services, Save the Children in Guatemala. Guatemalan Attorney General and their General Secretary just filed a lawsuit in Texas claiming that Joe Biden, they are funneling over $21 million to an organization called Save the Children. And guess who was on the board? The board of it, Jill Biden. And they're saying this NGO is child sex trafficking into the United States of America. Inside of Guatemala, and they are traveling and facilitating the transportation of child sex trafficking into Texas. Look, the media won't even touch it. And Joe Biden, look, things don't happen in a bubble. What did Joe Biden do in Ukraine? He went after that AG and got him fired. Guess what he's doing? He just called down there and had a presser and said to the Guatemalan president, I want those two people fired for corruption. There was no corruption last week until they filed a lawsuit against you and your wife.
Yeah, exactly. Until you start looking into the child sex trafficking that may involve Jill Biden. That's what Biden loves to do. He loves to call up Poroshenko, get that prosecutor fired. He's looking into my son. He's looking into Hunter Biden. Get that guy fired or you're not going to get billions of dollars. Guatemala, we're going to withhold aid to you. We're going to hold back the billions of dollars that we'll send to you. You better get these guys fired. You better not be looking into my wife.
It's frightening, Clayton. And the more that I go into, listen, when I go into this documentary, I feel like I'm an expert on this. But I know going in that I know I don't know certain things because I have to be inside the belly of the beast. The NGO angle that we're taking and we're getting deeper and deeper in, I'm not a frightened type of guy ever in my life. I'm telling you that it's frightening. When I came away for the last two or three jaunts or filming in certain areas across America and interviewing people, I honestly did not understand the size and scope of the machine on the south side and the north side. What Mayorkas has built through billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, is staggering. When we get done Joe Biden's term in 4 years, this is just try to wrap your brain around how much power this is. In 4 years, Joe Biden will have spent conservatively on the bottom end $700 billion on illegal aliens. Everyone believes the number has now surpassed $1 trillion in 4 years. And we're conservatively saying $1 trillion. And look, American, I'm going to Chicago.
American people are suffering, you know, tens of thousands of people being laid off now thanks to skyrocketing inflation, these new minimum wage laws, which we just covered on the show. I mean, driving people out of work because these companies can't afford them. And they're being replaced by automation. They're being replaced by, I mean, you have the mayor of New York City this afternoon talking about, you know, we don't have enough lifeguards in New York City. So why do we not? And he said it flat out. We have all of these illegal aliens here that can swim really well. Why don't we hire them as lifeguards? So, I mean,
do you even know how racist that is?
Right.
To say, well, because they swam, he could have just, because they swam across the Rio Grande, they should be lifeguards. The guy is mentally below the par. But look, what we're seeing is a military style invasion into America. It is being purposely done. And you mentioned briefly the replacement theory. Let's just lay the cards out. CIS.org just came out yesterday. Stephen Miller, who was a top advisor for Trump, pushed it out. Conservatively, almost 52 million people living in the United States of America today are foreign nationals. That is 15% of our population is inside our walls, have no loyalty to America. There is absolute agreement through Congress, they don't even hide it anymore, that there's 45 million illegal aliens in our country. 45 million. It doesn't end well on any level.
Well, as Biden said, an unending flood of immigration into the United States. That's what he will call for. That's what he's gotten. And J.J. Carroll is just starting to pull back the layers of this disgusting onion as he dives deeper into this. And we appreciate, J.J., you joining us here as this documentary unfolds. And, of course, be safe in Chicago. You're heading into the belly of the beast there right now. Ground zero for the illegal immigration disaster in the United States. So he'll have updates on us. Hopefully you'll be able to bring us some updates on that when you get back from Chicago. J.J., as always, thank you so much for joining us here. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.